Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of being able to pray together another day, for the opportunity of looking into the Word of God once again. We ask that Thou wilt open the Word, help us to understand it. We ask that Thou wilt meet our individual needs today, as Thou dost see them to be, as we rest in Thee. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles today, you will want to open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 4. You will keep in mind that we are noticing together the things which the Apostle John saw immediately upon his entering the door which was opened into heaven. When John entered that door, he saw a number of things. The last time that we were with you, we suggested that we notice what John had to say about the 24 elders which appeared before him when he entered heaven. We read with you, or referred you to, rather, a number of passages of Scripture in the book of the Revelation which deal with the 24 elders. We did not have time to read them. We suggested that you read them between the last broadcast and this one. And then we said we would continue our summation of the various characteristics of these 24 elders. The first thing we discovered about them, or the first thing you should have discovered as you read these passages of Scripture, is that they are always in the presence of God and Christ in the throne room of heaven. You will recognize as well that they are always present on formal occasions in heaven. That is, whenever some formal event is about to occur. We gave you the illustration concerning the 144,000 Jewish evangelists who were to preach the Word of God during the tribulation period. They return in the 14th chapter of the book of the Revelation to make their report to God. Who is there to greet the 144,000? Who is there to listen to their song of redemption? That's right, the 24 elders. As we continue our discussion today, we would like to remind you that the second thing that is related to these 24 elders emphasized in the passages of Scripture to which we have referred is their individuality. We call your attention to that fact because we are going to have to decide whether these 24 elders are real or whether they are symbols of something else. Keep that in mind as I re-emphasize their individuality is plainly indicated in the passages at which we have looked. For example, they sit upon 24 individual thrones, and they are spoken of as individuals. You remember when we were reading chapter 7, when a great crowd of people came out of the tribulation, having been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. One of the elders said to John, "John, who are these people?" John was much more practical than many of us. He didn't display his ignorance by answering questions for which he did not have the answer. He simply said, "Sir, you know, you tell me." You notice that he addressed the elder, "Sir." In John's mind, he was very definitely an individual. They were clothed in white raiment, which is the standard style in heaven. They wore on their heads crowns, which eventually we will see them casting at the feet of the Savior. When we think about their activities in heaven, we find them constantly in the worship of God. They are consistently bowing down and worshiping the God of heaven and describing praise to Him. We notice as we looked in chapter 5 at the description presented there that they carried harps, which indicated they were part of the angelic choir. They also carried golden vials or golden bottles, which were full of the prayers of the saints of God. We're going to see what they meant by and by. But suffice it to say at the moment that evidently that indicates that they had something to do with the government of the universe. We also notice as we looked at them in these various passages of Scripture that it seemed to be their job to keep things going in heaven. and to keep people informed as to what was going on. All these things are revealed in the passages of Scripture at which we suggested you look lately. There's one thing that we can be absolutely sure of, and that is that they are real and they have a definite duty to perform in the heavenly world. But we're still faced with our question, who are the 24 elders? If you have done much study on the subject, you know that there is a difference of opinion. I've already pointed out to you that there are different interpretations of the book of the Revelation. And if you've had a different interpretation from the one we are presenting to you, you would quite naturally have a different viewpoint of these elders. But I'm not thinking of that kind of difference now. I'm thinking of the difference of opinion as to the identity of these elders, even among the school of futuristic interpreters of the book of the Revelation, which we have reminded you we belong. We believe that the futuristic interpretation of the book of the Revelation is the only practical one. And we are saying to you that even among interpreters of this school of thought, there is a difference of opinion as to who the 24 elders are. We mention the difference in opinion, as we've always tried to do in our lectures on the book of Revelation, when good men differ. We mention what is suggested to you and give you an opportunity to give careful thought to each suggestion, and then adopt the one that you will. As far as the book of the Revelation is concerned, it will not be a great matter if we do not agree on the exact identity of these 24 elders. The most commonly accepted interpretation of the 24 elders is that they are symbolic or representative, that they are representative of both the Old and the New Testament saints. The reasons given are these. The folk are spoken of as being clothed in white raiment, which some people interpret to be the garments of priests. They are wearing crowns, which some folks say are victor's crowns, indicating that they have won a real victory and thus have been crowned. With those thoughts in mind, folk are invited to turn to chapter 24 of the first book of Chronicles, in which we are told that Moses chose 24 priests to represent the entire priesthood. The priesthood in Israel numbered some 40,000. It would have been difficult for all of them to come into the temple at the same time and perform their individual offices, so they were divided into 24 courses, and each priest assigned to one course or the other. Folks say that since this is true, these 24 elders are representative of those who have been made kings and priests unto God, the saints of God of all ages, the Old and the New Testament saints. This becomes more plausible when you keep in mind, as they suggest, that the 12 patriarchs of Israel, the fathers of the 12 tribes of Israel, plus the 12 apostles of the Lamb, make up the number 24. Thus, the 24 elders become representative of both the Old and the New Testament saints in the thinking of a great many people. Their suggestion is furthered when they notice that the 24 elders cast their crowns at the feet of the Savior, just as we are led to believe that all Christians someday will cast their crowns at the feet of Christ. Men who accept this interpretation of the 24 elders are even more convinced when they turn to Revelation chapter 21 and notice the description of the New Jerusalem, the eternal city that comes down out of heaven, noticing in that eternal city 12 gates and 12 foundations. The 12 gates and the 12 foundations making 24. Highly significant is the fact that over the gates are the names of the 12 tribes of Israel, and on the foundation are the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. So it is suggested that since the two are united, the patriarchs and the apostles, this is the identity of these 24 priests. Now I say to you, this is the most commonly accepted interpretation as to the identity of the 24 elders which we find presented in the book of the Revelation. And I assure you that if you accept this interpretation, you will not go too far afield. However, I'm going to suggest to you now that I do not agree with this interpretation. I am not at all convinced that the 24 elders stand for this that I have told you. Rather, I am of the opinion that these 24 elders are exactly what they seem to be, 24 individuals who are part of God's heavenly realm. You do understand, do you not, that God's heavenly realm, we will call it for want of a better term, has many different kinds of beings in it. For example, you will remember reading in chapter 5, verse 11, that a great host of people, heavenly beings, so great they could not be numbered, joined in the singing of the glories of the Lamb of God. We read, the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. These are not literal numbers that are presented here. Our translator used the term 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands because these were tremendous numbers when the translation was made. In our day, we're not so impressed with them, so it seems to me it would be better to translate it literally myriads of myriads. The word myriads is countless. You cannot begin to count the heavenly beings in God's heavenly realm. We are told in the Word of God that these heavenly beings include angels, they include seraphim, they also include cherubim. I want to suggest to you that they include elders, elders who have to do with the government of God. Now, why do I say that to you? For a number of reasons. We've suggested to you in our recapitulation of the information we found in the book of the Revelation concerning these 24 elders that they are always spoken of individually. They had very definite individual characteristics and aspects which lead us to believe that they were created individuals. Then you will notice the number 24. The number 24 is the number of government. When God is going to speak about the government, he speaks of it with the number 24. Then the word elders is a familiar word. It was used in the nation of Israel. It's used in connection with the Lord Jesus Christ, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I beg you to notice that it is used for the government of God in the universe. The word elder simply means oversight. And so I'm suggesting to you today that it is my opinion that the 24 elders are overseeing the government of the world. And they plan in due season to give the government of the world to our Lord Jesus Christ.